USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is now reportedly planning to step down next month. An announcement on his replacement could happen as soon as this week. Rosenstein's been overseeing the Robert Mueller investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. His reported departure comes after former FBI Director Andrew McCabe revealed a plan to remove President Trump using the 25th Amendment, saying Rosenstein was part of it.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein has been denying that claim that McCabe made again in a lengthy interview with CBS's 60 Minutes. 16 states joining forces to sue the Trump administration over the declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra says the emergency declaration is an overreach of power. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
President Trump addresses the Venezuelan crisis as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Miami in front of a friendly crowd at Florida International University, many shouting USA, USA. The president speaking about the situation in Venezuela, telling the crowd on President's Day a new day is coming in Latin America.
Socialism has so completely ravaged this great country that even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro still not allowing aid sent by the United States to reach the Venezuelan people. The Vatican's confirming it has a secret set of rules for priests who break their vow of celibacy and father children. A spokesman saying that the rules ask a man who fathers a child to leave the priesthood and, quote, assume the responsibilities as a parent by devoting himself exclusively to the child. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Getting word that after months of deliberation and speculation, Senator Bernie Sanders has made it official, announcing his 2020 presidential bid this morning. The Vermont Independent breaking the news in an interview that airs on Vermont Public Radio. It's the second attempt at trying to win the White House for the 77-year-old Sanders, who says today, quote, "We began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward." An illegal immigrant who was in Border Patrol custody is dead. The 45-year-old man died yesterday at a hospital in McAllen, Texas. He'd been diagnosed with cirrhosis and congestive heart failure. He's the third person to die in Border Patrol custody since December. The other two were children. 200 million Americans are in the path of a powerful storm that's roaring across the nation. Forecasters say it will bring heavy snow, driving rain, and some paralyzing ice to parts of 39 of the lower 48 states, including every state east of the Mississippi River. It moves into the central U.S. later today, spreading heavy snow, ice, and treacherous travel conditions across the Midwest and Ohio Valley. Then it pushes into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast late today and tonight. The southeast will get heavy rain and some flooding. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.